Crime and Policing Minister unveils new retail crime strategy. 15th of July 2025 by Elementary Content Team. Industry leaders gathered at MITIE's Intelligent Security Operations Centre, ISOC, in Northampton for a ministerial address to launch the new retail crime strategy, Tackling Retail Crime Together. The minister appealed for more retailers to support the new strategy, which complements the government's Safer Streets mission and has been developed collaboratively by partners from the Home Office, retail sector, security industry, policing, and academia to shift the dial on retail crime. Initiatives include a new fusion cell model to identify threats, a clampdown on organized crime, and offender management program. Dame Diana Johnson, Minister of State for Crime, Policing and Fire, was joined by senior representatives from policing, retail, and security at MITIE's Intelligent Security Operations Centre, ISOC, in Northampton, for the industry launch of a new retail crime strategy, Tackling Retail Crime Together. The strategy was initially unveiled by Home Secretary as part of the Safer Streets Summer Initiative earlier in the month. The strategy will be a new blueprint for the delivery of the safe, vibrant, growing retail sector that communities deserve, complementing the government's Safer Streets mission, and has been developed collaboratively by partners from across the retail sector, security industry, policing, academia, and the Home Office. Alongside the ministerial address, speakers included Superintendent Lisa Maslin, City of London Police, Ed Woodall, Government Relations Director, Association of Convenience Stores, and Jason Towes, Managing Director, Business Services, MITIE. The minister called for more retailers to join the collaboration and support the new strategy, which includes the development of a fusion cell, the building of a model to fuse retailer knowledge with policing powers to enable effective identification, assessment, and management of criminal threats to the safety and security of retailers. A 6-monthly assessment will be published outlines current, emerging, and predicted trends and outcomes from previous activities. A continued clampdown on organized retail crime. The sharing of intelligence relating to organized criminality to policing so they can investigate, arrest, and work with the Crown Prosecution Service to achieve criminal justice outcomes. The identification of high harm places. Assessing harm to places to allow plans to be developed that target the root cause of criminality with the intent of achieving a sustainable reduction in risk to retailers. Offender management. Interventions that address the different motivations of those with the intent and capability to commit crime. As the strategy is put into practice, new and evidence-based tactics will be put to the test with outputs and outcomes tracked and publicized. Areas of commonality between industry and policing that require a consistent approach to their application will be established, and guidance and support will be offered for the implementation of these standards. The event was hosted at MITIE's ISOC in Northampton, which supports major retailers with 24/7 security operations in dedicated SOCs, where expert colleagues work around the clock to review footage, identify potential theft, and support in-store colleagues.